Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Any time is a great time for families to observe, investigate, and discuss the weather. Children are interested because the weather affects play activities and clothing choices. Teaching children to observe the weather nurtures interest in science and helps avoid those clothing arguments. Check out the weather every morning before breakfast to help plan for the day. Adults will be setting the stage for good breakfast conversation and building scientific vocabulary. What's the temperature? Stick a leg outside or observe through the window. Will we need jackets, hats, and mittens today, or can we dress for warm weather? Is it sunny or cloudy? Will we need to wear our sunglasses and a hat? Look at the sky. Is the sky really cloudy, partly cloudy, or clear? Are there clouds coming in? Observe the kinds of clouds. If they're thick like a blanket and it's rather gray, stratus clouds are holding lots of possible moisture. If it's a blue sky with some big white cotton ball cumulus clouds, it could be a nice day to play outside with proper clothing. If these puffy clouds are gray or black, we could have a storm. If the sky is clear with just a few wispy cirrus clouds, we probably won't have moisture. Observe trees and flags. Is it very windy, a little breezy, or a calm day? Children can draw weather pictures on a calendar and compare their predictions with professional forecasters later. Once you have the information, teach young children how to decide what is appropriate for the weather. The observation and teaching take the emotional drama out of clothing choices and reduce family stress. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.org. I'm Iris Caters.